Yeah! Man, I'm pumped for the Eagles on that, aren't you? Or the Eagles.
What team did she just spell?
It was, what, 2 days ago, the mayor of Philadelphia? Some good stuff, man.
Spelling optional.
You know what I thought of the first time?
Was she an English teacher? Is that rumor true?
Is that what you said, Mitch?
I said after yesterday, we used it for Mitch Please. I checked yesterday. Her first job out of college reportedly was a high school English teacher.
Oh man. But
I mean, probably focus more on novels and things like that than, you know, grammar and dictation.
ELGSE.
This was at a rally.
It was like a pregame like rally to get the fans over to the stadium. Those Rams.
Were they pounding them in the VIP tent?
They need to get those fans riled up in Philly.
Because
they don't support their team. Yeah,
they're so positive.
They're like me. They lack so much energy in Philadelphia.
You want another cup of coffee? You good? Did you have a cup or no?
I am drinking it now.
Yeah, it's not
Andy,
bad.
Andy, you have made a coffee that tastes like all the other coffees that are made around here.
Yeah, so it's not like, right, I said it's okay.
So basically a watered-down cup of tar.
Oh, he poured hot water over ground-up beans. You did it.
Thank you. I want to thank the good folks in Columbia. I want to thank our grinder. I want to thank the coffee pot. Thank you. Without you, I wouldn't have been here. Water, thank you, Cleveland City Water. Thank you, I appreciate you. All the little people out there.
Why do I think that? Well, no, I'm not going to say that.
Do I want to thank fluoride too as we're along the way?
You have definitely fully spelled Eagles with your coffee making.
This is true. He's drinking it, and this is a really, really quick story. He's drinking it with a Yeti mug. Did you see the story about the Utah Yeti? Did you guys catch that?
Snippet of it.
So yeah. Utah, the new hockey team in Salt Lake.
The Utah Hockey Club, is that what they're called today?
Yeah, that's cool. Like, I've got a couple Utah hockey shirts already. So we've got family out there. So I've kind of been on board on what's going on there. And they're still trying to figure out what their name is going to be. But for some reason, the trademark department said they can't be Yeti.
Wow.
So that name, I think it was like one of the five names that was in the mix for this thing. And they're like, no, can't do it. Trademark office rejects Utah Yeti's team name.
Wow.
There's some pretty cool names that were out there. I'm trying to remember the one that I really... It was like, not Utah Venom or Utah... Oh, I can't remember which one.
Was Blizzard one of them?
Blizzard? I don't know. Do you like Blizzard?
I don't mind it. I get that Yeti's the top one, but apparently they said that it's too close to like other brand names like Yeti Cups to...
Yeah. So they couldn't do that. I just
put an S on the end and then you...
Actually, Venom, I guess,
Venom,
is
it was
one of
Venom.
Them. Yeah.
Venom was the one that I liked. That's what it was.
Yeah.
So the options, they had six finalists. Utah Blizzard, Utah Mammoth, Utah Outlaws would have been maybe okay. But Utah Venom, and now Yeti's out. So yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't... I was hoping for Yeti, but Venom sounds all right.
I like Venom.
Is there, I don't know, something to do with the mountains out there? Is there something they could do with that?
Like a range?
Skiing? Utah skis? I don't know.
No, I was like the...
There's got to be some like ski tie-in you could do out there. Or the fact that it smells like sulfur in Utah.
Well, you must have been there during inversion or something.
But
I can tell you Park City does not smell like that.
So growing up, one of our family trips was West Coast trip. We drove all the way to California.
Right.
We drove through Salt Lake City. And
dude, you must have hit inversion. That's all there is.
I can still smell the Salt Lake. Like, I can still smell the salt. It was that intense. And I was like, yeah, I don't know if I could ever survive out here if there's that much sulfur in the air.
I mean, I've been there half a dozen times.
But there's got to be some sort of like mountain skiing and like something that they can do to tie in. I don't know what Venom does for you.
Like Utah
what,
Peak? I
don't
are
there
know,
like
that.
Poisonous snakes in Utah or something?
I don't know. I like Venom. I just think it's a cool name. It's a badass name, isn't it?
I know nothing about Utah.
Me neither.
I've laid over in Salt Lake City before.
I know they can't be called the Utah Mormons.
Yeah. I'm still it's the majority religion there.
I know
that's why. So I mean, I get it. I understand what you're saying. I've spent a lot of time out there. It's beautiful, and that whole
scenery is incredible.
Well, that whole Rocky Mountain region has just totally changed with everybody that moved out of California. So
mountains. Oh my gosh!
We got the problem you hit was like when you get inversion. So I don't know if anybody knows this. I worked in Montana at one point in my career because we'd never talk about that. But
please regale us with more tales of your time in Montana. Hang on.
The Missoula Valley had paper mills on the end, and every once in a while you'd get inversion. And man, that smell you're talking about, but it wasn't sulfur. It smelled like it was nasty. So it's just kind of, it's what happens when you live in the mountains. So don't live in the mountains. You won't have those problems. Let's talk about the championship game that's coming up this weekend.
Oh, we're done talking about Montana? Okay.
I talked about it for half a second. Stop it. Check. Where else did you work? Other than here, you have been embedded in Northeast Ohio for you.
Warren, Ohio. The great town of Warren, Ohio.
Did we work at the same station there?
I think we did.
We did. One on the square.
By the way, we had Dane Brugler on.
Phil Annarella show.
Dane Brugler and I graduated from the same high school.
Why didn't you bring that up when you were talking to him?
Well, you know, because we hopped right into business. We had business to discuss with Dane.
Oh, much like our AFC-NFC championship talk here. I want to...
I've got the E... What was it? E-L...
E-L-G-L...
I got that. I'm picking that team to win. I don't want them to win, but I'm picking that team to win.
All right, before we get into the nuts and bolts on this, because I know we're going to talk more about this, I just want to ask this question, because now we talk about how the league changes and all these things going on, and we just watched the whole college football thing play out. Do you think Daryl Ryder, as a guy who spends majority of your time around the NFL, how long before the AFC and NFC championships are played at neutral site?
I hope never. But because,
I feel like it's going to happen at some point.
But because the NFL is a money-grubbing enterprise, I could see that happening at some point where they start shopping around the conference championship games, which is another reason why Cleveland should build the dome. It might be your best chance to host the conference championship game. I'm sorry, was that too soon?
Wow.
Coming off of 3-14.
Brooke Park's in what county? I just want you to add, what county is Brooke Park in? I'm just asking one more time. Thank you.
Okay.
So in this scenario, Andy, would we have to wait until Monday of this week to find out where
you would know prior in advance, buy tickets, hotel rooms would be sold. I mean, just like this, it'd be a mini version of the Super Bowl.
That's the thing that I believe. Well, the Super Bowl sold out before the games are played.
The thing I don't like about the Super Bowl is that I think you lose that fan aspect of it.
And that's why
the tickets are ridiculous.
Lose that for the conference championship, too?
You would lose it for the conference championship. So how do you well, that's why I think fans would hate the idea, too. Yeah. I do, too.
I hate the idea, but I could see the NFL doing something like that. Look, they want to play, I think it was the commissioner said 60, he wants to play like 8 or 16 international games a year. Like,
if you're going to do it now before you had that 18th game.
I mean, this
so
is
no
where
one
it's going.
Feels like season ticket holders don't feel like they were ripped off of losing a game.
Oh, trust me. When
I know Browns fans were extremely happy about this year going to England.
My phone blew up when the London news came out. My phone blew up with friends of mine that are Browns fans just griping because they lost the 9th home game.
All right. I thought this wasn't happening until 9:25, but now he's sitting there on the line. I'm not going to make him do this on his own show. He is on the hotline, right?
Even though it's his own show. Is he in the waiting room right now? Is that where he's at?
Yeah, he's in the waiting room. North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Anthony Lima is sitting patiently. Are you in the doctor's office yet? And what is your game plan like on this historic day for the Lima family?
No, they moved me into the afternoon. So I thought you were going to go to me right away when you said, let's get to the nuts and bolts this weekend, because that's exactly what I'm thinking about. By the way, a couple notes listening to you guys on hold.
Yes.
Little known fact, BYU just picked up their first Jewish quarterback.
Yeah, where have you been? That was all season, bro. All season.
Which which I thought Andy was going to be really excited about. Second of all,
you saw he had an NIL deal too, right?
A huge NIL deal.
With
a
Yarmulke NIL deal?
Manischewitz. Isn't that? I think it was with Manischewitz, yeah.
I think it was. Second of all, you guys are talking about the championship games. I think it's just a matter of time. Not only will they be on neutral sites, I think they will end up spacing them out one game on Saturday and one game on Sunday. And the reason I think that is whoever has the second game doesn't get a pregame show that has any eyeballs. So if it truly is all about the money and making sure to maximize your window, I have a feeling they're just going to put those games, one on Saturday in prime time and then one on Sunday a little bit earlier.
Well, the fix to that, though, Anthony, is you have one instead of starting it at 3 and 6:30, you start at 2 and 6:30. Problem solved.
Yeah, you would think so. I just think the NFL loves getting everybody talking about that one game, which is what, you know, college football, even though the ratings weren't as huge as I think a lot of the people with the playoff were hoping for, I think they want one game on one day, one game on the other. And the neutral field thing, I think it just makes sense for them to make it a huge spectacular. Plus, you know, let's be honest. I mean, while it's cool to see snow and cool to see the elements factor in, it also kind of sucks watching some of the fastest players kind of trudging through mud and sleet. I mean, you wouldn't want in the NBA Finals players wearing jackets or, you know, playing without shoes. Like, you'd want all your best athletes playing at the best. Not always. That Philadelphia game was hard to watch in the second and third quarter.
Thank you for making the case for the Browns to build the dome.
You're well done.
Believe me. Believe me, I've been on it. By the way, don't ever go to the internet or radio audience ever again to ask about any kind of a procedure, because these people come out of the woodwork to tell you all these anecdotal stories. Never them. It's always their friend. It was like when I listened to Joe Rogan during the pandemic. Only Joe Rogan's friends had problems with the vaccine. My friends did. Only Joe Rogan.
Did you get a good deal on bulk ice for the weekend?
All right, so here's the deal. Not only do I have five different sets of frozen peas to go through a rotation, I think it was Andy Baskin told me that was the move. I still got to get a jock strap, apparently, which is a normal thing to purchase in my 40s.
That would make you more than any athlete right now. I still can't get over the fact guys don't wear cups anymore. That, to me, is just like...
Wear cups. The demise of the cup. When are we going to get a Netflix or 30 for 30 on what has happened to the once proud athletic cup? It's gone. And I think there needs to be an investigation. One way to investigate it.
I think you should spearhead that project there, Lima.
Anthony, I'm a little surprised here by two things. One, and I'll tell you the first, that you didn't wait till the first weekend of the NCAA basketball tournament. Why was that, my friend?
Well, you know, Ken made a good point about that. Ken said, is the tournament even that awesome of a thing to sit home and watch anymore? Like, Ken's like, I'll just watch old movies, which he does every weekend. He would prefer watching the old movies. He was watching a David Lynch marathon and Blue Velvet and Twin Peaks over the last few days. I think Ken would rather do that or play video games with his kid. I don't think the NCAA tournament is the thing anymore. I mean, hell, Caitlin Clark got bigger ratings her entire NCAA tournament than the men did. So maybe I got to sit at home and watch Caitlin Clark all weekend. Maybe that's the move.
Yeah, I'm also, the other part of it is I'm surprised there was no endorsement deal on this. I'm not going to lie. I thought you'd be able to pull that off.
Yes, Meredith, your producer, told me that the Junkies do that, and that's a sports radio show, not people you might run into right around the Capitol. The sports junkies do that in D.C. every year, and it's fully paid for, and it's a prize. Maybe this is the start of something. Maybe our sales guys, maybe Cookie Pie, who actually brought in a cookie pie yesterday.
That was nice
to
of
celebrate.
Him, yes.
Very nice. Very nice. And we even took a picture and have the knife that we think is going to be handling the procedure. Cookie Pie, get out there. Sell, sell, sell. Let's go. Because this should be something that everybody in Northeast Ohio should take part of.
All right, so will you binge while you're sitting around, or what are you going to do? All sports, or do you have something you want to binge? I have some recommendations for you.
Okay, please do, but it sounds like my wife is going to be testing my limits on that, because...
Yo, you have cleaning to do this weekend?
She said a lot of her running friends in the running community have said it's no big deal. They were out running 2 days later, so she is not going to want to see me sitting on the couch all weekend.
All right, well... Do you need a recommendation or not?
Go, yeah.
Silo.
Let's go.
Silo. Silo.
Okay, not
Apple
Severance.
TV.
People were saying Severance.
I know, like, I'm kind of tempted that I'm going to Severance next, but I Silo's over. I've already gotten through it. So I'm telling you, it's awesome. I love watching it. But then there's other stuff I could watch too.
Love you. Love the show. I'm going to hang up and listen to Daryl talk about city politics. Thank you.
Thank you. Daryl, good luck to you, but more importantly, good luck to your doctor. Are we good?
Hope the cut is clean.
No, I mean, obviously it's a life decision there, and don't even know where to go with this.
God bless those five bags of rotating peas.
Yes.
I'm just proud of him, for his wife was going to give him an out to not do it. And it's something that he's made the decision that he wanted to get done, and he's sticking through with it, and it's not something that I would ever want to do. But he wants to do it, so...
Good for him.
Good for him.
Good for him.
I got my hair cut last night. Today, Lima, you know.
Stop.
I did.
Good move on your part.